Shir Mem Zayin, Yem Gimel Parshas Vayechi.
We saw the chiluk in Tosfos. That be Yehuda, a person is neman to say, she's neman to say psula ani b'migud etachtecha, and maybe she gets the ksuve. Not only if she says that she did it before, even if she says psula ani. Taisa says she's neman b'migu, that she could have said tachtecho, that we did it b'oyne ahusa. And le'umas them, the last Taisa says that begolil, she's not neman to say psulo ani. Begolil, she's not neman to say psulo ani. B'migu shel mukaseitz. She's not neman b'migu shel mukaseitz. And the kasha is, what is the difference? Why be Yehuda, she's neman to say psulo ani b'migu shetachtecho, and be Galil, she's not neman to say psulo ani b'migu shel mukaseitz? And Taisa says, why she's not neman to say psulo ani b'migu shel mukaseitz? Taisa says, the reason she doesn't have a migu is because it's a migu lehoitzi, or it's a migu neged chazokim torach b'sudo mafsido. So she says psulo ani. Mimigula, she could have said mukaseit, she's not believed. So migula, she's not believed. Why she's not believed? Migula get chazokim. He's not lying. The leumas then, and Yehuda, she has a migu. She could say psulani, dainu, you're a liar. Mimigula, I could have said tachtecho. Habas chazokim toyach b'sudo mafsido. So migula, maishno. This is Be'etzem, the Amodas HaKashe. One Taisa says that Be'Yehuda, she has a migu, and she's never to say psulo lehakchi shabal. She's never to say psulo lehakchi shabal. And Le'umas them, and Golil, she's not never to say psulo ani lehakchi shabal, but migu shel mukaseitz. And Taisa says, migu neged chazok and migu lehoitzi. And we mentioned that the Marsho frek the kasha and the Karniyem frek the kasha. The Marsho has the kasha, Maishno, that Begolil Taisa says that she doesn't have a migu de mukaseis because it's migu lahoitzi. So why be Yehuda? She has a migu, she could have said, Tachtecho, she's never to say psulani. Why it's not a migu lahoitzi? The Karniyem has the kasha. Why Taisa says that Begolil, she's not never to say psulani migu de mukaseis? Because it's migu against chazoke, and why be Yehuda? Taisa doesn't have a problem that she will say psulani, but migu shetachtecho. Why did Taisa have a problem? It's a migu against chazoke. So this is the Marsho and the Gamriem's kasha. We mentioned another ore. Why the Marsho only fragged for migu lahoitzi, and the Marsho didn't ask the kasha for migu against chazoke? This is the shtel the kasha we mentioned yesterday. So the Beis Yankev brings down a teretz. Zog the Beis Yankev. That's not a kash. Why? Choluk the migu from Yehuda to the migu of Golil. And Yehuda, the migu is a peshaosa, and Golil is a regular migu. And he explains a little bit. But Yehuda, it's a peshaosa. Why it's a peshaosa? When he comes over and he tells her Pesach Pesuach be Yehuda, what would be if she doesn't answer? So Avad, if she normally doesn't answer, Mistam as Shtiki Koidor could be. Abaluyatzir, she cannot answer. She's a shoita. She's a chereshes. She can't answer. Luyatzir, she can't answer. So what happened? Luyutzir, she can't answer. She's a chereshes. Even so, she will get her ksuva. Why? He married her. He says Pesach Pesuach. We say, yeah, you did it with her. Mishas Deirusin. We know exactly what happened. Lemukin Avshay. Iro Veshiba. Chazoke. Lemukin Avshay. We know you did it. So if he will tell her, Be Yehuda, Pesach Pesuach, he will come with Tainas Psulim. We'll tell him Zigonish. And even if the Isha cannot answer, we will answer for the Isha. We will answer for the Isha. And we will answer for her. What we will answer for her? It happened before. And she will get a ksuba. So if she keeps quiet, if she would not say nothing, maybe she has to answer. Of a little, she cannot answer. We know that if she has a ksuba. But she comes and she says, I'm telling you, Rabbi said we didn't do it. So she's starting to make problems. She's the one that says, one second, they didn't do it. So if they didn't do it, and he has a taina here, so it's a problem. But she says, well, we never did it. This is called a pesha osar or a pesha itir. Chaim Ephraim explains it. She's the one that created the koyach of the taina. Without her saying, we didn't do it ba'ida b'Yehuda, we didn't do it ba'ida Yerusin, we would nemtzachon that it happened ba'ida Yerusin. And while we would nemtzachon that it happened ba'ida Arusa, we would nemtzachon that it happened ba'ida Arusa, she would get a ksuba. She's the one that said it didn't happen ba'ida Arusa, and it never happened. So you're right, now she wants to be believed against the husband that it never happened, that he's lying, doesn't know what he's talking about. She wants to be believed. But without her talking, even if the husband will be believed, she won't get a ksuba. So she's the one that made it, that it'll be a problem. But if she would keep quiet, if she can't tie it, we would say that it happened before. So when she comes and she says it didn't happen before, this is called Peshaosa. This is called Peshaosa. Peshaosar, Zog de Bisyankim helps Lehoitzi. Peshaosar, Zog de Bisalevi, helps against the Chazoke. So the Sugis of Abba Basra. Peshaosar helps. Kimat in all Rishonim and Shas, Mevur and Avitayim. Peshaosar helps. Why? I'm the one that created the Ne'emanes. Well, I'm the one that created the Ne'emanes. I'm believed to say, this is Peshaosar. Nasheinken begolil, she's believed, she has the Peshaosar. Nasheinken begolil, he's never to say Pesach Pesuach. She loses a ksuba. She comes and she says, believe me that he's a liar. I have a way out. If I would tain him, Mukaseitz, I would answer the Pesach Pesuach and I would be believed. So migu that I could have tainted mukaseitz, and now I'm saying what? Instead of mukaseitz, I'm saying psulani. Believe me, b'migu. The answer is migu lahoitzi lo yamrinen. Migu neged chazok lo yamrinen. So be Yehuda zog de b'siyankim it's a peshosa. Be Galil it's a migu. Migu lahoitzi lo yamrinen. Migu lahachzik neged chazok lo yamrinen. Bemele, in Yehuda she has a migu, she has a peshaosa. She's believed to say, psula ani peshaosa. She would kept quiet. And we would tie it for her, even if she had to answer it. But she would be believed be'etzem, we would nemtzachon. When we hear Pesach Pesuach, we nemtzachon that it happened before. Bemele, she's the one that is changing peshaosa helps lahitzi against chazoke. But she ain't in begolil, she's not the one. Fakir, be'etzem, she lost. Lavos, she could come with a time. She has a migu. She could have said, "That is migu loyitzi lo yamrinen. Migu neged chazok lo yamrinen." Very glad. Very glad. Abarazei, this answers side the marshal's kasha, side the karmi rehem's kasha. Maishno Yehuda that she has a migu. Maishno begoli that she doesn't have a migu. Now we have to know if this teretz will answer also the first kasha, Rav Kiveiger's kasha, the Maram Shif. Kiveiger and Maram Shif had another kasha. Teisva said that begolil lefide hava mine, that begolil the husband is not neman, she's neman to say psulani. Begolil shiz nemot asay psulani. So Tosfos dibur amaschil aval begolil, and the Hava mine wanted to say that the husband is not nemot begolil to say Pesach Pesuach. But what the issue is nemot to say that she's psula, but if she says that she did it before, she's not believed. Frag Tosfos, frag them kiveiger the maram shif, but believer that it happened before, b'migu that she was said psulani. Why Tosfos wants to learn? Tosfos was chayzer from it. That's not mashma. But Tosfos had a tzad to learn pshat begoli loy. She's not nemen to say that she did it before. This is what she's not nemen begoli. But if she says psulani, she's nemen begoli. But Tosfos asks, where's the raya that her husband is nemen begoli? This was Tosfos' kasha. Tosfos answered. We mentioned him. Kiveiger the maram shif asked the kasha. What Jesus says that begolil, he's not nemo to say that she's not nemo to say that happened before, but she's nemo to say that she's a psula, but she has a migul. She has a migul. She could have said psulani and believe her now that she's saying that it happened before, but migul that she could have said psulani. So there we have to know if Be'etzim it's like a Pesha Osal there or it's a Migu. If it's a Migu, so it's not a Kasha. We decided now that Tosfos doesn't hold from a Migu. Migu la'itzi la'yambrinen. Migu neged chazoka la'yambrinen. The whole reason Tosfos wanted to believe in Yehuda, not because he holds from a Migu. So the Misyanke, because it's a Pesha Osal. While it's a Pesha Osal, Tosfos wanted to believe. But if it's not a Peshosa, Tosfos never had a tzad to believe. If it's not a Peshosa, Tosfos never had a tzad to believe. So while if it's not a Peshosa, Tosfos never had a tzad to believe, maybe dear it's not called a Peshosa. Yehuda it's a Peshosa, because even if she's Chereshes, we assume that it happened before. Begolil, it's something in between. Be'etzer, we're going to feed a Hava Mina now that he's not Nehman to say Pesach Pesuach. But the pshat is not never if she's makrishim and she says psulani. Or if she's shesekes, maybe taki he will be believed. Not klor want to be the gedol if he the avam in a begolim. But this is be'etzem the teretz of the bisyanke. So yesh lo dun if it answers Rav Kiva Eiger the maram shiv skasha. If we will say that dear it's not a peshosar, it's answered. Because be'etzem migul oitzi lo yamrin, migul oitzak lo yamrin, and the ikar teretz of the bisyanke is that be Yehuda it's a peshosar. This is one way the Welt says it. Reb Nochem said to answer the Maharsho's Kashe, only the Maharsho, the Kamere maybe later, the Maharsho's Kashe. Reb Nochem said, Benusach Acher. It's very similar to the Bisyanket, but the Nafkimina is, Leikar Avon HaSasugye, Reb Nochem said, this was the Klal of Reb Nochem, that's maybe to Poseach, to go into the Sugye though. What is the Maharsho's kasha? Maishno Yehuda migoli. Why be Yehuda be migu that tachtecho she could say psulo ani and she could collect her ksuve, and be golil be migu the mukaseit she can't say psulo ani and she doesn't collect the ksuve. And Tosfos says why? Because migu lo itzila emrimen, so she cannot collect the ksuve, and be Yehuda she could collect the ksuve. This is the kasha. Maishno. So Reb Nochem said like this: a person comes by Yehuda, a person comes by Yehuda to his wife, and he tells her, "I'm sorry, you're not a psula." What happens in that moment? A person comes to his wife by Yehuda, gets married, and he says, "I'm sorry, you're not a psula." What Beis Din say? He comes to his wife, he got married. I'm sorry, you're not a psula. What do we tell him? Happened before. Right? So now, even if he doesn't, I'm about to explain. Before we tell him, Loshen HaGimore, Noch was Medayik, Daftesom Mut Beis, Ein Loi Tainas Psulim. And I will explain it. Before they walk into the room, what we assume that he will find? Open or close? Open. Yehuda. Before he walks into the room, what we think that will be in this room? Mistame, it's open. So he comes out and he says, open. We tell him, say that. That's real. We thought so. No chidushim. This is the reason we were miyachid you. We were hoping that the Hadas can miyachid. Very good. The plan worked. The Akman can show up in Tainus. Baruch Hashem, Liba Gaspa. Baruch Hashem, it'll work out. We don't have a problem. So when he's Loshina Gimore, Ein Loi Tainus Psulim. We're not looking for Psulim Be'etzim. So when he says Pesach Pesuach Matzosi BeYehuda, and she's holding a Ksuva, the ksuva, the shtar that she's holding in her hand, even if it's nebad, this shtar, you could collect money with the shtar. The shtar is not stopping you to collect money. The shtar is a good shtar to collect money with. So be'etzem, she has a right now to collect her money. The money is dear and it's oymet to be collected. She has a shtar and the shtar is oymet to be collected. It's a good shtar. She gets up and she tells them, one second, I'll tell you the truth. We didn't do it. And you have a good tiny enemy. But I'm telling you, you're wrong. I'm a psula. So she wants to be believed. What she wants to be believed? That weiter is no tiny psula. Was no tiny psula because we assume that it's open. She says, grade it's closed, but grade is no tiny enemy. This is not called migul haroitzi. Why? Before... Oh, you want to call that it's also Peshasa, could be, but we'll have to give me this. Before she opened her mouth, she has a schus to collect. Don't call it the Lomdus of Peshasa. But she's not a mighty. Before she came with her taina, she has a right to collect. She has a schus to collect, because there's no taina psuli. Right? What happened after she opened her mouth? She weiter wants to collect. She's not mechadesh that she's moitzi with her migu. Without her taina, she also has a schus. Without her taina, she also has a schus. She has a schus. She has a schus to collect without her taina. She doesn't have a schus to collect. She has a schus. She doesn't have taina psulim.
She doesn't
have
taina,
she loses
a schus.
No. Again. And again, if she will be moitzi, she could lose it. She's not moitzi with her taina. The shtar is moitzi. She's a lady, the guy doesn't have no taina on her. So now she goes and she says, weiter, you don't have a taina on me. This is called that I'm coming to be moitzi?
Not a moitzi, but she has.
She's not a moitzi. The only problem. I didn't say she doesn't have a taina back. I'm not trying to say for sure herself. I'm saying, migul haroitzi is, without me trying to collect, I can't get the money. I can't come with the money to try to pull money out of you. I can't come with a migul to try to be moitzi money from you. I'm not going with a migul to be moitzi money. When the shtar is here, the shtar is enough to collect. The shtar ain't like tainas psuli. Mashein ken begolil. He's never to say Pesach Pesuach. When he said Pesach Pesuach, she lost the schus to collect. He's never to say Pesach Pesuach, so she lost the schus to collect. While she lost the schus to collect, when he said Pesach Pesuach, she lost the schus to collect. While she lost the schus to collect, she lost the schus to collect. While he tied Pesach Pesuach, now she wants to start to have a schus to collect. Right? She wants to have a right to collect. While she wants to have a right to collect, migulaitzi lo yamrinan. What? No, she tries. But before she came, she didn't have it. This is called migulaitzi. Without her, again, and the Yehuda, the shtar is goyve yet. So the shtar had a koyach to be goyve, and she's leaving that koyach of the shtar to be goyve. She's leaving the koyach of the shtar to be goyve. She's leaving the koyach of the shtar to be goyve. She's leaving the koyach. She's not mechadesh the koyach.
Again.
Lamashaneh. Be Yehuda, be'etzim, he doesn't have a tainas psulim. And she... Let me explain, because we'll see it in the Rishonim. Be Yehuda, he never had a tainas psulim. Meaning to say, the shtar is a good shtar to collect. Now, she weiter says there is no tainas psulim. She's leaving the shtar kmoishu. She's leaving the shtar in the same matter as the shtar. The shtar is a good shtar, and she says that the shtar stays a good shtar. Be Golil, the shtar is not a good shtar. Vali tainas pesach pesuach, it's not a good shtar begolim. No boss. She wants to make it a shtar. This is called migulayit. This is called migulayit. So now, come on. Be Yehuda, ein loy tainas psulim. This is the lashon of Mishneh. What's the pshat? Ein loy tainas psulim. He doesn't have no taina. So when a person doesn't have a taina, if you owe me money with a shtar and there's no taina, so this is the shtar emily gavus kegavu dami. I have a schus to go over with my shtar. You don't have no taina on me. What she's coming and saying, even that if you want to think there is a taina, there's no taina. But she's leaving it, there is no taina. And we're going back to what was before she opened her mouth, that the money was about to be in her hand. Duch the shtar, the money was about to be in her hand. So vat duch the shtar, the money was about to be in her hand. Vat duch the shtar, the money is about to be in her hand. So the shtar, the money is about to be in her hand, duch the shtar. So b'meila she's not a moitzi. B'golil yesh tainas psulim. Meaning to say, when he says Pesach Pesuach, in that moment she doesn't have a schus gvir. She wants to come to mechadish schus. This is called to make a migula moitzi. Even if she's moitzi at b'tziru fashtar. So what if it's b'tziru fashtar? It's also called migula moitzi. When it's sugus in Baba Basra. Even if she's coming b'tziru fashtar, Tesis, the Gemara says, it's migula moitzi. Here it's fakert. Ein loy tainas psulim. He doesn't have a tainas psulim. He doesn't have a tainas psulim. Vali doesn't have a tainas psulim. Vali doesn't have a tainas psulim. So b'meile, Vali doesn't have a tainas psulim. So b'meile, the shtar is a gobidik shtar. If this is the pshat, so Rav Nochem went weiter. And he said, this could be the answer also to Rav Kiveiger, the Maram Shif's kasha. Here it's really a bigger chiddush. What happens in Rav Kiveiger, the Maram Shif's case? We hold him Begolil, lefi the Hava Mina from the Gemara, that Begolil, he's not believed. She's believed that Begolil to say that she's a psula. He's not believed. And she comes and she says, Tachtecho. And Taisa says she's not believed to say tachtecho. Friend of Kivayeg and Maram Shif, of a migu that she could have said in Golil Psula Ani, believe her that she did it before. Look at Nochem. He comes and he says, Pesach Pesuach. She says no, so we believe her. We believe her. He can't marry Las Vegas. She comes and she says, he's right. It's open. And that minute that she said that it's open, she said that Be'ezim the Shtar is Nishkin Shtar. She's telling him, even that it's open, it's because of you. But while she was murdered that the Shtar is not a Shtar, that the Reyu said that the guy said he was right, so now she's called Migula Hoitzi. We're not going with Peshaasa because she caused it. That is a different vote. This is Peshaasa, and we have to know if it's Peshaasa helps against Loitzi or not. We're not going with the vote of Peshaasa. He says, in a regular shtar now, we madgish the vote from Reb Nochem. Here you'll see who is the Yoifi. In Yehuda, it's no Pesach Pesuach, because we let him to have a Pesach Pesuach. Ein tainas psulim. So when he comes with a shtar, there's no taina. And what she said, weiter that is no taina. She said, it's closed. He doesn't have a taina that the shtar is not a good shtar. Why? Because even if it's open, it's not a taina. And she says, God, it's closed. So she was never mechadish. Now listen to the vote. Listen to the vote. She was never mechadish that the shtar lost. The shtar was alamal moiti from the first day to the last day. It was moiti even if she doesn't have psulim. And she says, yes. So for sure the shtar didn't lose. So when he comes with a shtar and he says Pesach Pesuach, say if you're right, Sigonish. She says it's not open. Chabad is a shtar, is a good shtar. Chabad is a shtar, is a good shtar. Masha'ein kein begolil in the first case. So Be'etzim he's not Nemo, he says Pesach Pesuach, he's believed. She wants to come with a migu. The shtar is Ishkan shtar. She can't make the shtar. This is the first part of Rav Nochem, very easy. So Rav Nochem, so this is the answer also on Rav Kivei Heger's Kasha and the Maram Shif. Why? If you have a meaning that she's Nemo begolil to say Psula, but she can't say Tachtecho b'migu, because you're right. If she says Psula, we believe her. But the minute that she says she's a Be'ula, she says this shtar Be'etzim doesn't deserve. She says, I didn't come full to the chasana. No, was. She says, but give it to me because I will explain to you why. So in that moment she said, the shtar has a reyusa. Now she wants, with her pshat, to be goyber with the shtar. It's called migularitz. So in Yehuda, the shtar never had a reyusa. And what she said, vital there was never a reyusa. The man, she said, there was never a reyusa. She said, there was never a reyusa. Masha'ikin begolil, the shtar had a reyusa, the first case. And the last case, we could go to a trop vital, Zogab Nochem, ledvorea is a reyusa. No, well, she wants to explain the reyusa. Avad, this is called migu. Avad, migu lo itzi lo yamrinim. Avad, all of this only answers the migu lo itzi. Legabi Chazoka doesn't help. But it's a migu. He said, why it's not called loitzi? Because the whole time the shtar was the moitzi. But the maizi, the migu is talking against the chazoke. The Torah says the Marsha never asked the migu against chazoke. Mishuma, we don't ask the kasha for chazoke. Marsha only asked loitzi. We have to know why the Marsha didn't ask the chazoke. Karnerem gifrekt. So I'm saying, the difference is that this Yankiv came stand with a chav. If I would keep quiet, what would be? And this we have to know. I'm giving his case. Maybe also if I would keep quiet, maybe it will help. Peshosa. And this is a shayla. Peshosa against Loitzi Amrinen, Loi Amrinen. Peshosa against Chazoke Amrinen, Loi Amrinen. This is one noise. This is one noise. Masha'en gen. The Reb Nochem's Malach is that Loitzi we have a shtar. If the shtar never had a reyese, it's not called Loitzi. If the shtar had a reyese, it's called Loitzi. Neval, the words of Reb Nochem are close. I will explain Be'ez Hashem in the Hemshech of Shir, we'll get to the Rishonim, it will get a Mashmoes. This whole Reb Nochem will get a Mashmoes, a Toichen, and the whole Sugi of Shtar. We'll leave it, the Nusach is clear. Let me get to the next step. Taisa said that Migu against Chazoka doesn't help. That Migu against Chazoka doesn't help. When she says, Psuloani, Begonil, Migu that she could have said Mukaseitz, Zog Taisa's Migu against Chazoka doesn't help. This was the first thought of Taisa's. Frank Taisa's, the Gemara in Bobe Basra has a tzad that Migu against Chazoka helps. Zog Taisa's, Chazoka de Hoche is worse. Read the Lashon HaTeisus. Lekach nireh da'av emigu mokim chazoke. Deinam Torah besudo mafsido. Av al gav deboi beperikama debo bebasre yamrin en migu mokim chazoke oloi shemo chazoke deoche adife. Dear, it's a sofik. Why dear is a sofik? And by Yosek Teisus, the chazoke is better. Why the chazoke is better? Stam, pshat. Why the chazoke is better by us? Chazal Torah does manoi. The Gemara says migu against chazoke maybe helps, but by us chazoke is stark. Migu doesn't help against the chazoke. Zog the Pnei Yeshua first balabatish. Why talking by us is better? Stop. Shem Ahoch is better. Why not? Tis as a gash is against the chazoke. I think by us is suffic. By us it's worse. Why? Because zog the Pnei Yeshua givaldik. What is the chazoke there? Person says I paid b'teich zmanoi. Say no. Eidan and Pnei b'teich zmanoi. Why? No, why people don't pay with those money? What? Why shouldn't? And someone paid. Have extra money? You have extra money? Why Chazok Torah Besudo Mafsido? Because I'm sugar now. to marry a lady to make old chasim at the drawer? But you don't, you want this, you don't know what to do with your money? What is more not normal? To pay someone that you owe in time, chaval, why to be so nice? Or to take money at the drawer to the garbage? Avada, to take money to throw the garbage. So the Yeshua, this is very poshut. There, you didn't lose money. Just why to be nice to give it today? I could give it tomorrow. Here, the Shah is why to throw money to the garbage. So what chazok is talking? Avada, the chazok is here. As I first look at the Yeshua, pshat in tesis. No, first pshat. Shem or shiny ochi chazok is the ochi adifin. You're right that the svara is maybe that the chazoke here sounds a better chazoke. Maybe the svara is here that the chazoke sounds a better chazoke. Frank Rab Kiveigel of Yeshua, and we mentioned it yesterday. Aber the Gemara dir steht the chazoke midei reise. A svara. Ein odom pirater zman. The glatte chazok in the Gemara. Chazok ain't odom pirater zman. The glatte chazok. Ain't odom pirater zman. By us, the Gemara believes the chazok only mitzad hem amru ve hem amru. State klor in the Gemara that our chazok is schwach. To mechazik the kasha, zog dam kivayegah. By us, state in Rashi, if ksuva de reise is not believed. The service ksuva is not believed. So the chazok is shvach. So what are you telling me? The svar the chazok here is better. And often stated in the Gemara on the tzad that the person says he pays b'ter zman, he's not believed and he has to pay again, real money, not emamru ve'emamru. And by us, it only helps on ksuva de rabbanon emamru ve'emamru. So he's believed to say that it's a pesach pesuach and he doesn't have to pay the ksuva. And only helps on the rabbanon. It doesn't help on the deiraisa. And we added the kasha. By dear, the chazok and the reise helps loitzi moment. We say ainu pirater zmanoi, and you have to pay again. Here, the chazok only has to help leachzik moment, and even so, it only helped me the rabbanon. And to say that the chazok here is starka, so it's a double kasha. I'm creating the Yeshua has. We say that the chazok by us is starka. We explain by the batish like the Yeshua why it's starker. It makes sense. Of a becheshman like Gemara state that it's not starker. State only with that emamru ve'emamru, and there it's without emamru. There it's moitzi afilu, and here even leachzik it can't be machzik without emamru ve'emamru. Well, the teretz is that Rav Kiva Hegel the Pnei Yeshua that asked the kasha, so she told so, if you remember, we said the shurim of Basra, that Rav Kiva Hegel says, what is chazok and pirater zman? Anan sadi shelo yishilem b'toich zman. Chazok. Anan sadi shelo yishilem b'toich zman. Anan sadi shelo yishilem b'toich zman. Is that an tzadi? An tzadi. So Frank Dem Kiveger, so dear, it's a fest of Chazok. Here it only helps him amu ve him amu. And Tezus wants to say that by us it's stark. And dear, it's shvach. Here it's stark and dear, it's shvach. By us, vakel, by us it's shvach. It only helps that him amu ve him amu. And thus state that it helps me ikar adin. But by us, when you learn the sugis in Baba Basra, Rashi dir is mevuer. The Gemara dir bichlal doesn't mean that the chazoke dir is a starke chazoke, because beetzem it's taken out a starke chazoke. It's taken out a starke chazoke. Eidon operatech zmanoi. But the pshat is like this: when a person owes someone money, he has to pay. You come, you owe me money. So the guy is not around and his kids are around. So you pay. Why? I owe you money. I have a shtar. Pay me. The guy gets up and he says, I paid. So we have now a suffix. Maybe he paid. So the Toyin Venitan, a guy has a right. 1 second. I claim that I paid. Prove that I didn't pay. But if he doesn't tie that he paid. Lamosha, what is he saying me? Without tying it. A person has a shtar, he calls your father, owe me money. You have to pay. Zaloch, italinen, we try to help them. Abba be'etzem, if I have a shtar that you owe me money, you pay. Close man, there is no reason to say that you pay. You have to pay me. When Choshen Mishpat, you can get up and tell me, I pay. When you come back and you said I paid, it doesn't mean that we sign, oh, he paid. We tear the shtar. We tear the shtar? Back of your own money. You said you paid. We did the shtar? No. We believe you that you paid? No. We said, maybe. Maybe. If you want to collect money, prove that not. It's not the pshat. Alamal betoyin. You owe me money. So if there's no answer, you pay. When you say you paid, I'm saying, you pay? I'm saying I paid. Now we think, maybe Taki, he paid. Zogt chazoki de beratus manoi. Don't be worried. He didn't pay. So what the chazoki does really... it takes away your option to make sveikis in my chiyuv. I say you owe me money. Be'etzem, if you don't answer, you pay. If you're not around, you pay. You pay. You pay. You pay. You pay. If you don't answer, you pay. You have a koyach to come and answer, I pay. Zog de chazoke. We don't think that it happened. Kozman, we don't think that it happened. So the guy collects. So the pshat says it. Not the pshat, when you said you paid, we decided you're 100% right. And now this guy comes with a nuchazoke and he's mighty mammon. He's mighty mammon because you owe him money. The porati makes a re, you say. Toyin benitan makes a koyach mechete, so that I owe you. I have a tzad, maybe it's taki like he said. Maybe it's taki like he said. And if it's maybe like you said, I can't collect my money. Zog de chazoke, nay. We don't have to think. It's such a vital tzad, we don't have to think. So the chazoke, what it does, it shuts the reyuse. It shuts the reyuse of the taine. Maybe he paid. He comes with a taine that he paid. The chazoke pogatus money says shvach taine. It's like the Gemara says. So the priest says, maybe I paid. If you misupik, it's a weiter pay. It's a schwache teine. By us, it's punk verkehrt. He owes her a ksuva. He has to pay her. He comes and he says, I don't owe. Why? She's a beula. We tell her, mecha teise. You can't teine that. We'll see later. You don't have a schus to say that she's a beula. It's time if a person tells his wife you're a beula, he can't. Every person will tell his wife you're a mezana, you don't deserve a ksuva. So he says, no, I have a chazoke, I want to break my chiyu because the chazoke. So the chazoke here comes to make the problems. That you have to have a much stronger chazoke. There the chazoke only says, you don't have a koyach to start to make problems. Pay. The chazoke shuts the taine of porati. Here the chazoke says, even though normally you have to pay, I have a right not to pay you. This you have to have a name on this. Those state in our Gemara, it's only mitzan emomru ve'emomru. Without emomru ve'emomru, we don't have that time. It's gibayt an emomru ve'emomru. This is be'etzem, the tzus of the shmais. This is be'etzem, the tzus of the shmais. This is the reason what Taisa says by us that our chazoke is better. Aval, it's a starker chazoke. Like the Yeshua explained, it's a much starker umdene. It's a much starker raya. That is aval. Aber verkehrt, dir the chazoke only takes away the reyese porati. Mashenkin by us is a cheskes chiyu. This is the avone to explain pshat in Taisa. Want to go now to Be'etzen, to the Ikara Sugya. It's a shtikel Ramban. A very shver Ramban. Sounds very simple. Want to be minded the shilas. The pshat is easy later to say. The Ramban and all of the Rishonim, including Rab Kiveiger, came and they asked the shilas. V'koshili, frag the Ramban akash. What is this whole Gemara? The husband is believed to say Pesach Pesuach Motzosi Hem Emnu Vehem Emnu Chazok Einodom Terach Besuda Umafsida. Although without Hem Emnu Vehem Emnu, he's not believed. Frag the Ramban, he doesn't understand. When a person sells a house to his friend, and he tells his friend, I'm selling you the house, bitnai, that you're giving me tomorrow $1 million. The guy comes after a week and says, I gave the money. The guy says, give me the house. Prove that you gave the money, I'll give you the house. Who is right? Avada, the guy that claims that he gave the money, has to prove that he gave the money. The person says, I'm selling you the house if it will rain tomorrow. Says it rained. Prove that it rained. Frag the Ramban. The Koshali cave on the Uki Lehai Bedeloitano Iu. The Bori Bebori Pshita de Iu Mehema. The Afilu Svirlung Sumasisha Minateire. Sharele Kosav Lo Ela Menas Le Konzo. Vim Tsuena Besulo. וכיוון שכן עולה לו אווירה שנזכה עם התנאי אותו מה דמופיק שטר תנאי לחברוי לא ימרין אלי קיים שטרוך ושטרוך וחוז לדינה ומאיתי מאומרו הם האמנו דאלמו אידו הרייס אלוהי מהאמן כנפיר יש רש why you have to come to הם האמנו he tells her I married you if you're a psulo prove that you're a psulo if a person tells his friend I'm selling you a sada. Al menas that you medut a tnai. Zog di gmori and daf yutes. And if there's an argument if the tnai was niskayim or not, we tell him kayim tnoch v'chus ladina. Kayim tnoch v'chus ladina. So why here you don't say the same thing? And the Ramban finishes. So why here we have to come to hem amru v'hem amru? The Bismay fragt, why the Ramban says that Loshen? Why doesn't say? And why you have to come to Chazokin and to Rabbi Sudo Mafsido? Well, he learned that the Iker is the first part. Most of the Rishonim learned the Iker is the second part. But so there, the Bismay does say it's Mesach Mishnah. But Mikol Mokim, this is the Ramban's kasha. The Oid, he asks on the Goyen that the Paskins, that the Yosef is Ksuv Atake, is no Hem Amru Ve Hem Amru. Amayloi Zogt der Azei Ki itzorich lehaitayme Hane Mile Zogt der Ramban Ateretz So Rav Kibbe Eger as the Kashe Der Ra'o as the Kashe Der Ran as the Kashe All of the Rishonim as the Kashe All of the Rishonim as the Kashe I want to be madish. They don't ask the kasha. Every husband will tell his wife, hey, yesterday you were mezana, I'm not giving you a ksuva. That for sure, he has to prove that she was mezana. Here he says, the tnai was that you will bring psulim to the table. You have to bring to the marriage psulim, and I claim that you never brought. You have to bring psulim to the table, and I claim that you never brought. This is what the Ramban is marich to medame. Sharei al menas kein konso, Shavim Tzeena Besula. So the kasha of the Ramban is a kasha. Why the choivas are ichoches and the husband? And we have to come that Chazal believe him. It's an hem amru ve hem amru. On them, he tells her she has to prove. And the Ramban answers. Why you need to come to hem amru ve hem amru? I'll tell you why. To Chazokin and Torah Besula Mafsida. Hane mile bebori bebori. Kevon sheomro psulo shleimo nivalti. The Ramban says in his first teretz three things. Kevon sheomro psulo shleimo nivalti. The midine imehemna. She's believed. Why? The lididei amrinen shemohito. Maybe he was matter. He says Pesach Besuach. Maybe he didn't do it right. Oy lo kimle, he doesn't know what he's talking about. Veoy, iki gabo migu, do amru mukaseitz ani tachtecho, do lo imasi makeshlo. Hilkach iu mehemen, iu mehemen, elo shehem eimnu. So the Ramban has the kasha, believe him? Why should I believe her? She has to prove. Says, you know why? First time, she has a bori, and he's a very shvache taine. Maybe he thought, maybe he's not a boki, and she has a migu. She could have said mukaseitzani. This is the first talent. Some thought that it's tuturutzim. דאמרו פסולו שלהם דמדינה אי ומהמה דלדידו אמרינן דלדידי אמרינן שמו איתו אלוהיקים לי ואוי דאי כקבו מיגו. This Ramban is very very shver. He says, why we have to come to Emamru ve'emamru? Because be'etzem, she's believed, she says, I'm a psula. He's a very shvacha taina. What is this taina? Pesach psula. Maybe you went to the side, maybe you're not a bulky, and she has a migu. If you learn the Rabban kipshuta, so it's mashma, that he had a good kasha, why bichlal the husband has to start to talk in our sugya? Let the lady to prove that she's a psula. And the Ramban answers, I'll tell you why. Because he's a very shvach etayne. Maybe he's not a boki. And maybe he's a hito, and she has a migu. If you learn the Ramban kipshutoi, so what is the answer? That his taina is very shvach, and her taina is very shtar. There's three problems to learn the Ramban kipshutoi. First, you have a tzad that he's not a boki, and you have a tzad that he went to the left, he went to the right, he doesn't know what he's doing. No? Chazok eino natarech besudo mafsida. I said that you're a liar. The Ramban, the migu, the last answer. But the first two terutz, we said that he's a liar? No. So he doesn't know what he's talking about. But he has a chazok. I know. I'm asking you a kasha. Why she's believed and not him? Before him, him knew. The Teretz is because she has a good time on him, maybe he doesn't know what he's talking about. He's not a bucky, he's matter. No, Chazal believe him. Why Chazok in the Torah B'Sudah Mafsino? That what he's not a liar. But she says he doesn't know what he's talking about. Again. No, I'm going to present the Ramban. The Ramban, I'm trying to learn the Ramban Kipshuta. The Ramban asked the Kasha. All the Rishonim asked this Kasha. They don't understand the Sugya. Chazal believe him. He comes to Chazoka. He doesn't have to say nothing. You want money, prove that you're a Psula. Balabatish posh the Kasha for the Rishonim. Zog the Ramban, because his taina is very shvach. Why? Maybe he's not a Boki. And maybe he's Ita. Then he says the Teretz, and also she has a migu. We'll start with the first two terutzim. His taina is very shvach. So Peretz is asking, but we decide that he's a boki. Maybe we'll come to that kasha. But love is over the Ramban decides that he's not a boki. He's not a boki. Maybe he thought, no, so what the Teretz is, so we believe the husband, you're not a liar. No, what helps that you're not a liar? Chazok, I said you're a liar? And we started the kasha, she has to prove not him. Tell us this, he doesn't know what he's talking about. Say it. Chazoke, what helps the chazoke? What helps the chazoke? What helps the chazoke? Mate, what helps the chazoke? What helps the chazoke? That he's not a liar. I said that you're a liar. I said that you don't know what you're talking about. Aleph. Bet. The Rishonim say, what was the kasha? Why he has to prove, why she doesn't have to prove? What is the answer? He doesn't know what he's talking about. But I'm asking her, please prove that you're a psula. What is the answer? We bought a house, you have to prove that you gave me money. The guy, you don't know what you're talking about. Said, I don't know what I'm talking about. Said, but I asked you to prove that you're a psula. What does he prove? And I don't know what? I don't know. But where's your proof? What was the answer? If the kasha was, when an argument the husband and the wife, if they have to give ksuva, who has to prove? The husband or the wife? The husband or the wife? Zog the Ramban, the wife has to prove. Kayim tnoch b'chus ladine. If I sell your house, I'll ask that you will give me something, you have to prove that you gave me. She has to prove that she brought psulim to the table. This is the Ramban's kasha. Lash. Come on, shtol the kasha's claw. Come on, shtol the kasha's claw, where it brings us back into the whole avon of the sugya. The Ramban and all of the Rishonim, Rav Kivei Eiger, all of them ask, why is the sugya bichlal? Two people get married. There's an argument if she was a psula or not. Why bichlal? The husband has to start to be neman, to be proved. The lady has to prove that she bought psulim. This is the kash of the Rishon. And the Ramban, because she tells him, listen, I'm telling you that I'm a psula, and you don't know what you're talking about. So she tells him that I don't know what I'm talking about. So will you prove that you're a psula? Aleph. Second, we ask, and if you think that I don't know what I'm talking about, so chazal, believe me. What do you believe me? And if you will decide that they believe me, even though I don't know what I'm talking about, so you don't have to come to Chazaka Torah B'Sulam of Sidon. Some, they decided to believe me. But more from that, the Iker Kashe that proves that we daf zog lomdes. Zog the Ramban ve'oid, she has a migu. She could have said mukaseitz. If you take the Ramban, the piece before, this Kashe the Ramban kilu asks on the whole sugya. The piece before is be'etzem, the Ramban copies all the tesisim. He gets to the bottom tesis and he asks the Kashe, the lady has a migu of mukaseitz. Why she's not believed? You know what the Rabban answers? Migula hoitzi lo yamchina. And he puts it better. He says, Migula hoitzi plus migun neged chazoke, for sure lo yamchina. Instead of Tais putting it in two tirutzim, he says, Migula hoitzi against chazoke, for sure doesn't work. Instead of saying Migula against chazoke doesn't work, Migula hoitzi says, here is two chisroinis. It's also lo hoitzi. I'm going one piece before. Zog the Ramban. Oid koshali, name a migu shemukaseitz. Came in the chazok et ra besudu mafsido kol bori ve bori lo yamrinen migu lafukim amoyna. So the answer is migu lo yitzi lo yamrinen. The Ramban is the avi avoy sashita migu lo yitzi lo yamrinen. The tziruf migu against chazok. So migu against chazok with migu lo yitzi. Tei says, so one time it's chazok, one time it's lo yitzi. And Tei had to say that the chazok here is starker. He says, no, even if migu lo yitzi yamrinen, but migu lo yitzi it's ready, you have to have, not so easy. Migu against chazok is also not so easy. So both together for sure. So the Ramban answered it. Now he has a kasha. Why she doesn't have to prove? She has a migu. What do you mean she has a migu? You explained to me before when you copy the tesis that migu lehoitzi lo yamrinen. Don't repeat this teretz again. She has chazaka. The same. But you say she doesn't have a migu. What? Maybe. So Benson, he says to the few what he said now before, he's just repeating the kasha from before. And the Maisi said the word Migula Hitzi Lo Yamrina. So we're going back Benson to the kasha. And this is Benson, the Pesach though. As the Ramban started with a kasha, he has two terutzim. The Bible said, all of these three lines, this Tchilas Advarim, is one teretz. It's not three terutzim. Then he has Vyashleim another teretz. So the Ramban be'etzem is telling a kasha. Why the ish has to be ne'mon? Hemamru ve'hemamru chazoker em toreach b'seudo mafsido. Why the ish? Chazal has to give an ne'monus to the ish. Lechure, the svore apshuto is who has to be mechiyach? Whose job is to be mechiyach? The isha has to be mechiyach that she's a psula. It's her job to be mechiyach that she's a psula. Well, it's her job to be mechiyach that she's a psula. Cause man, she's not mechiyach, she will not get a ksuva. And the Ramban came and he said three tirutzim. He didn't come to say, Migu lo hitzi, here Migu amrina, she has a Migu, mukaseitz. She has a Migu. Before we already shlug that, she doesn't have a Migu. He says, you know why she's believed? Maybe he's hito. Maybe he's not a Baki. And she has a Migu. And she has a Migu. And we said we have three kashas. The Migu, the Ramban himself said before that we don't use the Migu. It's a Migu Laitzi. Shema Yito, Mimonavshach. If we really chayish, the first Mechatei said he's not a Baki. The whole sugya is before we decide that he's a Baki. Pidon the Ramban says now that he's not a Baki. Pidon, we change our mind that he's not a Baki. Aber smuler. We asked if he's not a Baki, what helps him amru ve'em amru? We believe him that he's not a liar, but he doesn't know what he's talking about. And second of all, if the shayla is, but she has to prove, so what is the answer? The last answer is she has a migu, maybe she's proving. But she's not proving bichlal. So Rabbi Uchber Be'etzem was Pesach HaAvonetah in the Rishonim. And this is what we have to start to understand. I want this to remind me the Dvori. Like we said, the Ramban came and he didn't ask the Kasha, every husband will tell his wife, maybe you're Mezaneh, prove that you're never Mezaneh. He owes her a Ksuve, Mechatei says she was Mezaneh. If he claims that she made something to mess up, Avada he doesn't have a title. Over here, the Ramban says it's like a person. The Rashbam says it Baruch Hove, a person buys a soda with a tznai and calls man that the tznai is not niskayim. State in the Gemara and the Yutes, Amrina loikayim tznoch vechus ladine. Here he married her. He wants psulim. I want to be madish. Don't try to say a different teretz. The Ramban says the second teretz v'yishloimar roiv noshim apsules cheskas aguf, so she doesn't have to prove it. Okay, there's a second teretz. Stop. So the Ramban is a cheskas aguf, is a roiv, is a stomach. Say that. This is the second teretz of the Ramban. But the first teretz of the Ramban, be'etzem she has to prove that she's a psula. She has to prove that she's a psula. And the Ramban answers, you know why she doesn't have to prove that she's a psula? Because his taina is a very shvacha taina. Shema he's hito, shema he's not a baki, and she has a migu. What kind of answer it is? So what if his taina is a very shvacha taina? Aleph, this is one group of questions. And the second group is, so what if Chazal believe him? If the taina is very shvach? We can ask the kasha, maybe something divided to 10 kashas, but it's a group of 2 kashas. So what if the taina is shvach? But she never proved it. What means the taina is shvach? So what? And it's not shvach, it is shvach. And second taina is, if his taina is shvach, what helps that Chazal believe him? Chazal believe in that what? That he's not a liar. But the taina is shvach. The taina is shvach. Here, Baruch Bel said, Avonah. Hopefully tomorrow,